For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lauren Bench, redshirt junior goaltender from Eagan, Minnesota, and this week's WCHA Goaltender of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You backstopped your team to its first WCHA win, its first sweep of the season. Stopped 47 of 50 shots you faced. I know I mentioned it to you after, I think it was either Friday or Saturday's game. You were in the zone, tracking the puck so well. What kind of preparation did you do over the summer to get ready for facing some of these opponents?
I mean, there's a lot that went into summer training. I mean, I always like to stay on the ice, stay fresh. I mean, take a bit of a break right at the beginning. Don't skate much in May. And then after that, start skating. It's probably 3-4 times a week in the weight room, once, sometimes twice a day. Like, I mean, it's pretty intense, but I mean, I know I have my goals, and I want to, as a team, we all have our goals that we want to be successful this season, and I think that all starts in the off season, and it comes down to how hard you want to work, and if you don't want to put the work in behind the scenes, then we're not going to have wins like we just did this weekend, and especially coming up with Wisconsin. Like, if you're not ready to go put in the work, you're not going to be able to have success.
Your team faced some adversity in those first two weekends of the season, non-conference matchups. You finally get your first win out of the way, and then, of course, the sweep. How good did it feel to just get that first win?
Very exciting, especially after last season with our tough start we had. It just, I think, goes to show that, you know, we're way better than we were last year. We came back after not doing as well as we wanted at the end of last season and came ready to be better, and we already have, what, 3 wins now? So way more than last year at this point, so it's exciting.
Your team out in front of you blocked so many shots this past weekend. I know that's something that's kind of the mantra of Beaver hockey. How much did that help you? And what do you tell your teammates that are out there taking those shots?
Thank you. but yeah, I mean, I think Abby Huleska said it in the third period. And I remember her saying, Lauren's not seeing a single shot right now. We're blocking them. Okay, girls. And they stepped up and they did that. And I mean, we probably don't win that game without some of those blocks. Like, I mean, they had some pretty good chances that I know Mac Lange, I think, had 9 blocks on Saturday. And just the way people were jumping in front of pucks ready to like take one for the team, I guess. And It was a huge help for me. I mean, it fires me up to see my teammates ready to battle for me and makes me ready to do the same for them.
Haley Mack had a great weekend. She's got 6 goals already this season, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday, including the game winner. She was also named Offensive Player of the Week. But from your perspective, as you are standing there between the pipes, watching her make her moves, what's that like watching her score?
Oh, it's so exciting. I mean, especially after her injuries last year and then coming out and just really stepping up for us when we've needed her and we've needed goals. And she's really been the one to step up and take it to the teams. And we know we can trust her on the ice. And she's just been awesome and so fun to watch.
You come off of this weekend beating the number 8 team in the country. You knock them out of the top 10. You guys are receiving votes. Now you got to go play the number 1 team in the country. How much confidence do you go into LeBron Arena with that?
I mean, I think no one's underestimating Wisconsin right now. We all know how they play at LeBron, and we all know that they're a number 1 team for a reason, and they have a lot of skill on that team, a lot of talent. But we also know, I mean, look at last year. They don't show up and play the way that they can play. They're beatable. They're not a team that is going to be undefeated if they don't show up. So I think we just have to go into this weekend knowing, like, hey, we just beat a top 10 ranked team, and, you know, no one's unbeatable. We can go in there, and I think it's just an opportunity, and that's how we have to look at it. You know, it'd be a pretty amazing upset, pretty amazing story for us to go into LeBron and get a win, get 2 wins. And so I think we just got to look at it like a big opportunity.
I'm always excited for these weekends. Do you prepare any differently when you're playing a team like Wisconsin versus a team like Duluth?
No, I don't think so. I mean, a lot of it comes down to routine, and I think if you start treating teams like differently than anyone else, I think that's where you start getting added pressure, added stress, and you just got to go into it knowing, like, it's just another game. It's the same game I've been playing my whole life. Like, I've been doing this since kindergarten, so I can't look at it and be like, we're playing a number 1 team and I got to be extra ready. Like, it's just another hockey game.
I happened to ask Haley Mack Friday about what your team needed to do to beat the Bulldogs. She said everybody needed to buy into it, whether they were on the ice playing or even suited up. What does that exactly mean?
I think I mentioned this after the game Saturday, but just I think the energy for our team, it comes from players that aren't necessarily seeing a lot of ice, and they're on the bench and they're cheering, and we get a block shot or we get a really good opportunity and we're up cheering on the bench, and it just feeds the whole team. The energy, we can feel it, and I know especially Friday night having a bunch of fans at the rink, and even when they started cheering and chanting, like, that was just a really cool feeling. That was a big crowd for us, and we could feel it. We fed off it, and I think our bench fed off it, and it really helps everybody on the ice. As soon as people on the bench are buying in and excited and cheering for their teammates and supporting, no matter what their role is, it just goes to show how great our team could be.
And your fan base is pretty amazing, too. I've already heard a lot of the parents and friends and family and fans are making the trip to Madison. How much do you think that'll help you there?
Oh, it's always exciting. I mean, my family's from the Chicago area, so I usually get quite a few people up for that. And I think just with a lot of our team from the cities, they got a lot of girls down there. And Omaya's from Madison, so hopefully she'll have a lot of fans. And I think it just makes that atmosphere even more exciting. I mean, it's no matter how many chirps they're chanting at you, it's still one of the coolest rinks to play in and one of the coolest atmospheres to be in. I mean, I've had times where maybe I haven't had my best game there and they're chanting, "Four, we want more." And I'm just still like, all right, like, this is just still like the coolest thing ever. I mean, obviously you never want that, but I think it's just still like the support that they have. It just goes to show how great women's hockey is growing, and it's cool. It's a really, really cool experience.
Lauren, we'll see you on the bus on the way to Madison. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you.